Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hot me crowd of Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we ride. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now I rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We repping to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We repping for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We repping for the Grizz, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
I mean, shout out to Georgie Music, getting me in the song. Time like of my life.
Come on, Appel, let's get it.
Appel for Hawk and Solana today. Crowder's here. Jimmy's here. Right before we went on the air, there was like a flurry of NFL news, which we'll get to throughout the show today. Happy New Year to all those who celebrate Lashana Tava, all that good stuff. Hawk and Solana are out because of the holiday, and I'm here, as we said yesterday, to waste your time for 4 hours. We got a lot to talk about today. We've got Mike Cuno coming on here in the 2 o'clock hour. My good friend Brandon Noble, who I call games with the Sports USA, played at Penn State, played in the NFL as well. He'll join us, talk some football, and then Panthers training camp. It's here, so we're going to talk to George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, in the 4 o'clock hour. And take you up until 6 o'clock when Hurricane Hotline will take over for us. Crowder, I guess we'll start here because the biggest news of this afternoon, we talked about it when I was on the show yesterday, but the New York Giants have officially benched Russell Wilson, and Jaxson Dart will start this weekend, week 4, against that very, very good Charger defense. Are you surprised they went to him now?
You know what? You made me think about it yesterday, where why would you throw him into that? Because that's a fire. Like, they can play ball. That Charger defense is the strength of their team, and they're a great team. But you can't – like, me and Russ have had our differences in the past. But he's old, and you draft a guy in the first, what did he go, 22? You draft a guy at 22. Like, I knew that Daboll would try to save his job, or not save his job, extend his time with Jackson Dart, but I didn't think it would be this early. I think they would drag it out longer. And Hawks' thing is Jameis Winston. I do believe Jameis Winston probably gives you a better chance to win than Jackson Dart, but now you're developing a young guy and you give yourself more time.
If Jackson Dart shows any kind of flashes, Brian Daboll probably gets another year with the Giants to continue that work. If they miss the playoffs, Dart looks solid, Dayball's not losing his job.
Well, call it now. Jackson Dart can play football.
Yeah, but he's like
he's a little cutesy with his differences.
Yeah,
but Josh, no, he can play football. He's like I don't even want to say it because I don't want to compare him. But people are looking for Josh Allen. People are looking for Lamar Jackson, who, even though they lost last night, hell,
we'll get to that. Points.
People are looking for that. Jackson Dart is in that realm. He can run. He's athletic. He can throw the ball. That's why I think they drafted him in the first round. But it's I don't know if he's saving jobs, but I think Jackson Dart could be a very good NFL player.
It's crazy that we saw Russell Wilson and week two light up the Cowboy defense. Now, we also saw the Bears and Caleb Williams do that as well on Sunday. So you wonder if that was just a case of playing against a really bad Cowboys defense. But Russ followed that up with the performance that we saw against the Chiefs. And I have to wonder, and I have to imagine, that goal line sequence at the end of the game is what did Daboll in with Russell Wilson. I don't know how you go back to that, because those were just four uncompetitive reps in a game where we've seen crazier things happen. I did Cardinals and Panthers in week two. The Panthers were down 27-3 midway through the third quarter. They made it 27-22 or 21 with like a minute left, and they got an onside kick and nearly won the game. Like, crazier things have happened. Mm-hmm. And Russell Wilson gave them four uncompetitive reps with a chance to score and make it a one possession game late. I would have to imagine that was like the final nail in the coffin for Russell Wilson with Brian Daboll.
Yeah, what'd they score? Eight or
nine? I think it was
six.
22-9, I think was the final.
Six, but no, game one was six.
Oh, and
they went crazy against the Cowboys. Then they come back and score nine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Russ. the Legion of Boom put Russ on this pedestal, and then you see him with different coaching staffs that he can't, that they don't have the Legion of Boom behind him. They're not giving him the ball and letting him run 60 plays a game because of the fact that that's what created him and that's what it did. No problem. I think Russ is a great dude.
Do you?
He's old. He's old. Like,
Do you think Russ is a great dude, though?
I think he's a great human being. I think he's a good father, husband, philanthropist.
Okay.
But I always go back to my childhood hero was Emmitt Smith. And I go back to watching Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals. That wasn't Emmitt Smith. That was
the corpse.
Smith Emmitt. Like, that's what we're watching. So he could play ball. He was protected by some good teams. But why do you draft a young athletic guy in the first round and not play him? It's what we said. Like, he has to start sooner or later this season. I didn't think it would be this early, but they have to put Jackson Dart out there. He's going to invigorate the fan base. They're not going to the playoffs. Like, let's be honest about that, but he can get the fan base back on par, and I don't believe it can save. I don't know how you feel, Josh. I don't believe it can save Daboll's job, but I think it gives him a better chance to elongate his firing.
It all depends on how Jackson Dart looks during the stretch. Can they keep him healthy, and does he play well or play well enough where it's like, all right, there's something there. We don't want to just reset this where now Jackson Dart going into his second season is having to relearn an entire new system. Sports Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This has got to be the end of Russell Wilson, right? Like, he's 37, 14 years in the league. It went south for him with the Steelers. They chose Aaron Rodgers over him and Justin Fields. Then he comes here to the Giants, and I would imagine their plan was, all right, we've got a hellacious first eight games of the season. Like, listen to what Jackson Dart's first five games are going to be. Jesse Minter and that Charger defense at the Saints, who aren't great, but going to New Orleans to play on the road is always difficult. The Eagles, the Broncos, the Eagles again, and then the 49ers.
Come on, Jackson.
Yeah, right. Save my job.
Go save my job. Well, Nick Bosa's out. I just know the last one. That's what popped in my mind. But it's the excitement. We draft Josh Beck. Everybody gets excited. We have a new quarterback. Remember Chad Henne?
So memorable.
Chad Henne.
So memorable.
Jake Long.
John Beck.
Yeah. And that, like, it's just an invigoration tactic. I don't know if Jackson Dart would be good. I just know he's an athlete that could throw the ball well. I watched him in the SEC. He was what? Ole Miss. So, like, yeah. I know he could play football, but I don't know if he's going to be that guy. But now you reset the clock and say, okay, let our young guy do something. Did you hear the game when they would put him in for two plays?
They literally
put him in and let him hand the ball off to Scatterboo, and everybody went crazy. Yeah. He handed the ball off to Scatterboo.
Right handoff.
But that's what they need. That's what they have to do. They have to reinvigorate that fan base to have some kind of hope.
Yeah, they're 0-3 for the third time, I think, since 2020. Like I said, I've got to imagine this is it for Russell Wilson. Like, I don't see, unless he wants to be a backup somewhere next year, I don't see how another team gives him a chance to start again. And, you know, I saw our good friend Zach Gelb bring up this point on Twitter after the news broke. I wonder how much the legacy, and so does Gelb, how much the legacy of Russell Wilson is affected by him forcing his way out of Seattle, going to Denver, because really after that, like, the view of Russell Wilson is not what it used to be. He's a guy that in 2020 threw 40 touchdowns, 40 touchdowns for Seattle. They went 12-4 that year. This is a guy who, I mean, and I guess this is part of the discussion too, like, he's top 15 all-time in passing yards. He's top 15 all-time in touchdown passes. He has a Super Bowl. Is that getting him into the Hall of Fame? Or are these last handful of years here? I know his numbers looked solid last year, and he was technically a Pro Bowler, but what does that mean anymore? Is he still, like, a sure thing to get in? Because I would have said in the midst of that 2020 season, yeah, like, Russ is going.
I would say yes, Josh. I would say for him to be top 15 in both of those categories, he'll go in. He won a Super Bowl. He's well known. He's nice. People like him. I think he'll go in. I don't know first ballot, but I would say if Eli Manning gets in the Hall of Fame, Russell Wilson should get in the Hall of Fame.
Agreed. There is the debate around Eli Manning that I don't understand. I think Eli is a lock, the lock of all locks to get in. He's a Manning. The two Super Bowls, one of them is like the greatest upset in the history of the league. I know that his numbers aren't necessarily Hall of Fame. They're Hall of very good numbers, but you get elevated by being a Manning and by winning two Super Bowls, including one against the best team maybe ever.
If he was Eli Johnson, I don't know. And that's the first thing you brought up. Now, you didn't bring up Super Bowl. You said he's a Manning. His daddy's Archie, his brother's Peyton. I think that puts him over the edge of the voters. This is a human voting thing. I think Russ as a man, I think the Legion of Boom Seattle time, that humanity is going to put him in there. But is he, bro, I watched Dan Marino. I played against Peyton. I played against Brady. I'm watching Patrick Mahomes right now. Russ isn't that.
No.
Russ was on a very good team that choked people out defensively and won a Super Bowl. But Eli, bro, you remember Eli's team? Who? What, they had like seven defensive ends that were going to Pro Bowls. That
Rahan and OCU Manura.
Oh, my goodness. And they had another, they had a couple other guys. Their defense was stupid. That's what elevated Eli and his last name. And what's going to elevate Russ was those Seattle times. Post-Seattle, if you take Seattle out of Russ's resume, he's
6-8, 17-27 in the 4 years as a starter after leaving the Seahawks.
Yeah, and then the guys in Denver, he had his own office. Like his, I would say off the field's been affected for Russ, but on the field, Seattle, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He shouldn't have thrown it to Malcolm Butler, but he's still a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Eli Johnson does sound like he would be a good quarterback.
Eli Johnson.
I mean, he sounds like he'd be a good player. He's got a good name.
Eli Tyrone Johnson.
Well, he may not look like Eli. His name was Eli. Eli Manning. He was Eli Johnson. That part is definitely true.
But yeah, man, you get elevated by teams. Brad Johnson's known because he played with that great defense. Who was Trent Dilfer with the Ravens?
So I just worked with Marvin Lewis in Arizona, that Cardinals-Panthers game that we had just talked about. And by the way, I know Solana has been mortified at how many times I've dropped your name to different people over the years. If you don't think that I was name-dropping you all over the place to Marvin, to Dom Capers, to everybody, you are sorely mistaken. But Marvin Lewis was the defensive coordinator for that 2000 Ravens team, and they won it, which, like, that is the one that everybody always points to. It's, well, the Ravens won it with Trent Dilfer in 2000. Now, I think, obviously, the game has changed so much
since then.
But, I think that was, like, the biggest tension, though, with Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom is, like, who gets the credit for this? And, you know, I wonder if eventually they'll all look back at it and be like, well, we probably needed each other to win and have the success that we did. Yeah, I know that they'll blame Russ for the interception in 2015, but he was phenomenal that year. And hey, how about hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch there?
Does Jalen Hurt? He needs that defense. He needs Jalen Carter.
He needs Saquon.
Yep. That's where good teams are created. That's where you get caught up in, like, is this quarterback great? Or is he on? Is he in a good system and a good team and a good GM and a good? It takes way more, Josh, to win a Super Bowl. Dan Marino. It is amazing that people put Dan Marino on the top 10 list and he hasn't won anything. But you watched him throw that damn football. What if Dan was with the 49ers when Joe Montana was there?
Yeah.
What if Dan had Jerry Rice? And like, so it takes way more to it. So now that's where the GOAT conversation and all this, the Hall of Fame conversation comes into effect. But Russell Wilson is better than Trent Dilfer and better than Brad Johnson.
Of course.
But Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer have Super Bowls. You know what I'm saying? And he's way better. So that's where, like, that conversation. So, and it's cute. It's why we have a job, because these conversations have to be had. But, yeah, it takes a whole team. When I got to the Dolphins, it's funny. Somebody sent me a picture the other day. It was Junior Seau, Zach Thomas. We were at some event, some Dolphin event my rookie year. Myself, Junior Seau, Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, Vonnie Holiday, Kevin Carter, Sam Madison. They said, bro, you played with Hall of Famers. And we didn't win anything.
No.
But we had a dog defense, but our quarterback was Sage Rosenfeld.
Well, look.
He couldn't capitalize on us being number three defense in the league.
You can say all you want about how talented those teams are. We didn't win any playoff games, any Super Bowls. The real reason is because of the curse of the Tequesta. I mean, we're just starting from there, and that's that. The Dolphins are cursed.
What is a Tequesta?
Oh, you never heard of this?
No.
That Hard Rock Stadium is built on top of a Native American burial ground of the Tequesta tribe? You've never heard this?
I got drafted 05. I've been down in Miami 20 plus years. We're cursed?
Listen, the Miami New Times like a decade ago had an article about this. I think Riz McGiz wrote it. You're familiar with Riz McGiz, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know Riz. My man Riz.
It was one of those New Times writers, and they wrote about the curse of the Tequesta. And when you look back at everything that's happened over the last however many years it's been, it all kind of checks out. And so I just chalk it up to that. But I'm curious, like, how does a defense as talented as that, when they're watching, you know, John Beck in, I know this was the years after that, but they're watching John Beck in Philadelphia, not even able to get throws off and fumbling before he's able to follow through. Like, I would imagine that's incredibly frustrating for you guys.
It was funny. I stole this from who used to do it? Who was it? Peasy? No, that was after Peasy. It was one of them older dudes, but they used to go up to the quarterback. So like the Sage Rosenfelds and the Cleo Lemons and the Tyler Thigpens and the
Thigpen Thursday.
They would go up to him before the game. I believe it might have been June, but it might have been Junior. And he'd be like, they're not going to score 20 on us. Can you get us 21 points? It was almost like a pep talk type thing. Right. Like, get us 21 and we're going to win this game. Yeah, I got you. And so the quarterback would say, we got you. 3 touchdowns. Ah, we're good to go. And it was kind of like this encouragement thing. And like the Cam Cameron season, I kind of tried to do that with the quarterback. And I was like, hey, they ain't scoring 20 on us.
Cleo,
get us 21, Cleo. I got you, bro. Then they
lose 59-0 to the Patriots. Cameron Worrell's getting put into the crowd.
They throw 6 on the board. It was frustrating. And from a defender, you respect it because you've been in the game long enough to know, like, this isn't easy. It's not easy to score. It's not easy to score on us. I think that year we held teams like 13 points a game or something. We had a very good defense my rookie year. We're holding them to 13, so it's not easy to score on good defenses. But y'all bitches can't get us 14. Like, get us 14. Like, that's all we need.
07, you were at certain points asking Cleo Lemon to get you like 55, and that's asking a little too much.
And people always, especially Solana, the Lots of Bafo guy, whatever said, Rosh Hashanah, happy Rosh Hashanah. He's off today. Lasasha Masota.
Killed it.
Okay. He gives me hell about the 07 1-15 season.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I go back and look at it. They're not scoring 60 on us.
Except for the Patriots.
Yeah, the Pal. But that was Randy Moss, Tom Brady year. That was the 50 touchdown. That's when they both let the lead in passing touchdowns and receiving
and
touchdowns.
I think he threw 47 of them against you guys.
He had three in Miami. I remember in that game knowing Randy's about to get the ball, looking at Renardo Hill and Cam Worrell and Jason Allen and
these poor guys.
Like, actually looking at them and saying, he's about to throw the ball to the big guy. Y'all get back there and stop him. I can't do anything about it. I gotta go cover Kevin Falk. And they just throw it up in the air. Randy jumps up 14 feet, catches it, and holds the ball up. Everybody falls. I think somebody tore their ACL while covering him that game. Yeah, it was. We knew what was coming, Josh. We just couldn't stop it.
Well, you know what else we can't stop? Headlines. Can't stop those. How's that? How's that for a broadcast segue right there?
You are a consummate professional, as they say.
Listen, I try to be. doesn't always work, but we try to be. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. They just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. You know, we really should have led the show with the Marlins, and they are playing in a playoff race. Six games to go in the regular season. They start a three-game series tonight with the Philadelphia Phillies, 6:45. Edward Cabrera makes his return to the mound. Christopher Sanchez starts with the Phillies. All right, here's what the Marlins need. You ready? You got your pen and paper ready? If you're driving, I don't recommend a pen and paper. Just listen. The Marlins have to go 6-0 these final six games.
Mm.
The Mets and the Reds, who are currently tied for the final wild card spot, have to go 1-5 or worse. Mm. The Giants need to go 4-2 or worse. And the Cardinals have to go 5-1 or worse. Easy. And I think I missed the Diamondbacks in there. I think the Diamondbacks have to go 4-2 or 5-1, something like that. The details don't matter.
I was just at the top. Let me just get this right. Marlins got to go 6-0. Mets and Reds have to go 1-5 at the best.
Yep.
Mm. Mm.
Reds have a three-game series with the Pirates starting tonight. So, yeah.
Yeah, Jack. Come on, Otto Lopez. Let's go to Tootsie's.
Yeah. Come on, Otto. that's 6:45.
Let's go to Tootsie's, Otto.
Hey, Jacob Marcy. Let's go.
Marcy, I got y'all. I'm upstairs. Last booth by the wall.
The Dolphins, they're getting ready for their Monday night game against the Jets coming up. They practiced in the rain today. Still not sure if we'll see Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor under center for the Jets. But here's a little nugget. After last night, the Miami Dolphins and the Baltimore Ravens have allowed a league high 97 points. I want to get into the Ravens with you in the 3 o'clock hour and talk about it with Brandon Noble as well, because it might be panic time for Baltimore. They could be 1-3 going into week five. They got Kansas City coming up next on the road.
Yeah.
The Hurricanes. They don't play until October 4th, but it was announced yesterday. That game will be on ABC 7:30 kick. I would imagine that barring some unforeseen circumstance, that College Game Day will be in Tallahassee for that game. Florida State has a huge game against Virginia on Friday night. That is scary hours, I think, for Virginia. Hey, watch out for the Hoos.
Yeah.
Maybe the Hoos?
I don't know. That little itsy bitsy spider is what I call him. He can play ball. The little tiny quarterback they got?
Castellanos or Virginia?
Oh, no, Castellanos, whatever his name is. He can play football. Like, everybody was questioning him with the transfer, and is he Ugalegale and next Ugalegale, whatever his name is. No, yeah. that little joker's good.
I agree that Castellanos is good. I'm just curious if they get behind in a game and he's got to drop back and start throwing the ball around, if he's capable of doing that. Because they run the ball. I mean, Gus Malzahn's on offense, they're going to run the ball a ton. But doesn't work all that great if they're playing from behind. Other news in around the NFL, CeeDee Lamb out 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Mike Evans, 3 to 4 weeks with a hamstring injury. Thank you, Jimmy. I know they're the Cavaliers, but I think Virginia also goes by the Hoos. Could be wrong, though. Hopefully I'm wrong.
Well, I think it's like a chant that they do or something. Nah.
What's the chant? Do you know it?
No.
Call up Virginia, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
And see if they can teach you the chant.
Please call somebody, Jimmy. That's my favorite segment on the show.
Not mine.
All right. Well, you work on that at the commercial break. So CD out 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Mike Evans out 3 or 4 weeks with a hamstring. You mentioned earlier, Crowder. Nick Bosa out for the season with a torn ACL. We just talked about it the entire first segment. Jackson Dart, he'll start for Russell Wilson this week coming up against the Chargers. Final thing here from headlines, Oklahoma State, they fired Mike Gundy.
Oh.
21st season at his alma mater, 1-2 this year with a loss to Tulsa at home after going 3-9 last season. That's going to get him a nice buyout for the former future head coach of the Florida Gators.
You better not bring that little toupee man in.
I mean, listen, they were talking about him for a little bit.
Is that his hair?
The mullet?
Is that his real hair?
I think it's his real hair, but there's definitely some hair dyeing going on there.
Oh, okay. So just a little enhancement. Yeah.
Like exactly.
He got a BBL. He got a head BBL.
Your weather, sponsored by Chill Zone AC. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com for more info. Some scattered showers. It's hot as always in South Florida. All right. Coming up next on Hot Crowder and Solana, Mike Cuno will join us. Talk some Canes, talk some Dolphins, and whatever else is going on. Back with more here on 104.3 FM WQAM next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Hawk is out. Solana's out. But Crowder and I and Jimmy, we're all here.
Rolling, baby.
We're all here. And now we're joined on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline by Mike Cugno from CBS4. You can shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com for more. Cugno, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good, but I'm a little concerned because, you know, I try to make small talk with Jimmy and he just fast tracks me into the, you know, the whole waiting room, the lobby, and doesn't want to catch up, doesn't want to see what's going on, how's the family, nothing. I'm starting to wonder if Jimmy hates me.
I do not hate you, Cugno.
I mean, okay.
Cugno, Jimmy's not a small talk guy. We don't small talk. He really doesn't want to interact with humans for some reason. I don't get it.
So it's not me. Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think just the phone calls just make Jimmy uncomfortable in general.
Is that why y'all make him do it?
He's supposed to call the University of Virginia and learn like their chant, but I'm not sure we're going to get to that before the end of the show. I do want
to
ask
the governor. Just go right to the governor, Jimmy. Don't even go this way.
Call up the governor's mansion. Cugno, Crowder just showed me. Crowder, can you hold up those candies again that you showed me on the commercial break? Have you ever heard, Cugno, of Spree, the candy?
Yes. Yes, I have. But it's probably been like a long time since I've had one of those. But they weren't bad. They're like kind of tart, right?
Yeah, and I go down to get a seltzer. I'm in LA. I'm in LAX Marriott. I go down to get a drink, so I go down to grab me a couple seltzers, and they have original Sprees, and it lit up this young Channing in me, and I had to get them. And if y'all hear crunching, it's me eating Sprees.
Okay, well, you know, rule 101 of broadcasting is you should eat while you're doing a broadcast.
Well, right. This has been a source of contention for the last like 2 weeks on this show with Crowder between the pizza last week, the tacos he was eating yesterday. I mean, and now it's free. Oh,
man, I got to fuel this body, man. I need fuel in this body.
I get it, though. I mean, you're about as busy as it gets, so you got to eat when you can. I understand.
Maybe wait for the commercials.
Well, that's true. Why make it? Why ruin it with a good point?
Cugno, let's talk some Dolphins here before we get into Canes and FSU coming up in a couple of weeks. Obviously, Mike McDaniel's seat is red hot. It might have cooled a little bit after the performance in Buffalo, but if this team is 1-4 or 0-5 after these next two games against the Jets and the Panthers, does McDaniel make it to the sixth game, in your opinion?
I think so, and I just, you know, I thought I kind of came down on the speculation of him being really on the hot seat last week. And only because, like, if they were to make a change now, you're telling a lot of people extremely early in the season that you're basically quitting on this thing. And so, look, I just think it would be too soon and too sudden, because what are you going to accomplish by making a change now, right? Everyone you would – you know, you could start your coaching search, I guess, but can you really start interviewing anybody else unless there's someone on the street? I just think that would be way too soon. And not only that, maybe this is just being a little optimistic. It's not like we haven't seen the Dolphins under Mike McDaniel go on lengthy win streaks and runs. So he's proven he can kind of right the ship and string together you know, a good run of wins. So I don't know. I just came down on the idea that he was really on the hot seat last week, and kind of, I guess, the Ian Rappaport report right before kickoff kind of confirmed that.
And Mike, what are we like? What's the goal? Because we're not winning the AFC East. We know Buffalo's going to win it. It's obvious of that. Is it? Are we pushing for a wild card? Is that what saves to this conversation? Is that what saves jobs? Like, what is it going to do? Because they go 0-5, like Josh just asked. Then they go on a 7-game win streak. Now they're 7-5 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the goal of what we're trying to do here with the Dolphins?
I think it's still the playoffs. Like, you're always trying to get to the playoffs and get that win. But, you know, we saw the line last year after the season about the status quo with the organization. So I just, you know, that's where I think that's still the ultimate goal. Whatever happens in the playoffs happens. Look, Miami, no doubt, is a very young team. They're relying on rookies all over the place, second-year players all over the place. Getting to the playoffs would certainly be an accomplishment. Would that be enough? Who knows? That's going to be up to, you know, Stephen Ross. But I think the playoffs are still the goal right now. There's no, just like last week, there's no moral victories and losses in the NFL. I don't think there'd be a moral victory in starting 0-3 and then still finishing 8-9.
Is there something that has shocked you with this team? Obviously, there were question marks coming into this season, but from where your personal expectations were at, has anything really shocked you? Because for me, it's the decline of Tua in these first three games and how quickly that's happened.
You know, I wouldn't say the play of Tua has shocked me, only because last year we saw a lot of this dink and dunk offense. This is really, really just what we saw last year, because the offensive line struggled last year, and that was kind of the game they had to play. And we're kind of seeing that happen again. I think it's the defensive line. We talked so much about the front seven coming in, and I think the fact that they've had trouble stopping the run, I think they're giving up 145 yards per game right now on the ground. And that, to me, is the shocking number for this defense, because you thought, okay, great, we're going to have these defensive ends, these outside linebackers who can go to work, and that'll at least make, you know, the defense. I heard you guys talking about this in the earlier segment, some of the defensive Channing you were on, you know, that would be the strength. I thought the defense would be the strength, and it's kind of pretty even in terms of, you know, you were expecting more from both sides of the ball right now.
Is Tua regressing, or have we seen his ceiling? Because we talked to somebody, yeah. It was kind of like Tua is what he is. And I'm not going to lie, I watched that throw that Justin Herbert made to Keenan Allen the other day. I watched Caleb Williams making throws that were just amazing.
This guy's
then, I see Tua underhanding balls to guys in the flat. Like, it's starting to look a certain way. Should I not jump to that conclusion?
Yeah, no, and I, you know, it is definitely working against Tua right now, because you're watching what, you know, it was Tua or Herbert, right, in that draft. And so seeing what Herbert's doing at the same time you're seeing the Dolphins offense struggle, everyone starts to wonder, did they make the right choice? I don't know if regressing is right, because, again, what I said before, this is the offense I feel like that we saw last year. It's heavy on leaning on Devon Achane in the short passing game, now also guys like Malik Washington as well. And I think, to me, I don't know if regressing is right. I just don't think the offense as a whole has been able to take steps forward, because the offensive line play wasn't what we saw back in 2023.
And do you think, because we've talked about this as well, Mike, it's like Drew Brees in San Diego, then he goes to New Orleans and gets in that offense and does well. And even Baker Mayfield, now I'm just looking at games I watch, and I'm like, damn, I wish I had that guy.
Yeah.
But, like, Baker Mayfield struggled early, and then he gets into a new offense. Do you think it's, like, to that point, is it this offense or is it Tua? And I think that's a decision the Dolphins have to make.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's a situation where, like, if you're saying, like, a fresh start would obviously unlock something that we haven't seen in Tua. To me, it's to me, it's like, this is, you know, Mike McDaniel was the guy who believed in Tua, who called him on the plane on the way here saying, you're my guy. I think this is the, I don't know if it's the best pairing, but it's, I think it's a very advantageous pairing for Tua because we've seen it work. It's just, they need to figure out how to make it work once again. And to me, it all starts, and I know that I keep going back to it, but it all starts with the offensive line. You got to be able to run the ball. You got to be able to give to a ton. Now, I will say, if you
Buffalo, they played
about,
well.
Yeah, you know what, though? I was going to say this because he didn't get sacked last week, but also, you know, credit to Tua. That may have been one of the most mobile games we've seen from him last Thursday, moving around the pocket.
You don't have to talk
off.
About him turning around in the pocket, though, and running away from nobody. On one of those plays. I don't want to take anything away from him, but he did do that. I don't want to agree with him.
But listen, you know what? It was that 2-minute drive right before the half where he's moving in that pocket and feeling it well and avoiding pressure and even got out and ran a little bit. So I'm just, I don't know. I'm not completely out on them yet. I keep seeing the progress over 3 weeks. I know that's crazy to say, but I think a win here goes a long way for him.
Cuño, enough about the Dolphins. The Canes are up to number two in the AP poll. You are an FSU guy, so I want to get in two college football questions with you real quick. Number one, obviously, I'm sure you took in Florida and Miami over the weekend. Do you take much away from that performance from Carson Beck? Because it was not what we had seen from him against Notre Dame, against USF. Do you take anything away from his struggles?
I took away that we should still give Florida credit for having a pretty good defense. Like that is not, you know, a pushover defense over there. The ball over the middle to CJ Daniels, I'm a little concerned about. Now, it was rainy. It was wet. I've seen some people question the zip on his arm. Maybe let's see it in drier conditions. Maybe that had an effect on that, or maybe he just didn't see Cormani McClain, coming behind CJ Daniels there. You know, I'm not worried about it yet. And I was talking to someone the other day, like if you could pick one quarterback in the country to have right now that you trust in a big game, considering all the hype around everyone this year and how we've gotten it wrong with a lot of quarterbacks, Carson Beck is still at the top of the list for me. He has been there, done that. If that was a mistake on his part, I got to believe that he's seen enough and done enough. But that's a mistake that likely won't happen again.
And Mike, with that, like we had Cam Ward. I mess up and said.
Ooh, there is that picture of you throwing up the U, Crowder.
I'm a closet Cane fan, Mike. I don't know if you knew that. But the Canes, but having Cam Ward and now bringing in Carson Beck, and I don't know if they can continue to bring in Heisman Trophy candidates. And that's the thing. But the rest of the team with what Mario has done, watching these last two games with Miami, like that's where I'm looking at. Like, yeah, they look the part where in the past they didn't look the part.
No, and that's a good point. So here's the thing, going to these games, I was at Notre Dame, I was at USF, and I was at Florida. The amount of recruits and top-end recruits that are there at these games to watch Miami – and to watch that defense fly around like the way it is, I got to believe that Mario's not going to have any trouble convincing high-end defensive linemen, linebackers to come to Miami. Also, if you're in the portal, I got to believe Miami's at the top of the list because you know they've got, they've got a good connections, whatever you want, Canes connections or whatever it's called, I forget. I think Miami's in a really good position to have sustained success. The quarterback position is obviously one that's up in the air, but we're seeing a lot of good quarterbacks go into the portal every year. Is that a way to, you know, make a living? I don't know, but so far it's worked out pretty well for Mario Cristobal. Obviously, last year for FSU, it did not with DJ. I'm going to mess that name up. I'm just going to leave that one right there.
Very good.
So you can see the hit or miss and what it looks like when you miss. I think there's good young quarterbacks on Miami's roster right now that they can still develop. But, I just think in terms of what the product that they're putting out right now and the way they've got their NIL set up, there is no reason that they can't keep this rolling.
And Mike, quick little way out, bro. Is Reuben Bain one of the best players you've seen in a long time? Because I'm enamored with watching him play football.
Yeah, man. I've gotten to know Reuben since his days at Miami Central. We were covering him for the Matt Moore Trophy, and he's so talented. I remember he told me, I posted this the other day. He told me when he was a freshman he wanted to win a Heisman, and he knows that it's a quarterback award, really. He looks like the best player in the country at the moment. We see a ton of NFL scouts at all these games, and I got to imagine they're drooling over what they're seeing, because he only had half a sack, against Florida, but still win defensive line player of the week for the conference because of just how disruptive he was and how helpful he was to get other people involved. Akeem Ezidor as well. I feel like he kind of gets overlooked in all this, but those two guys, Jason Taylor is doing a heck of a job getting those guys ready to go.
Cuño, we ran out of time to ask you your level of scaredness for UVA this Friday for the Seminoles, because it's a tough spot for them at the end of Miami the following week. But appreciate your time as always, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, you got it, guys, and not scared at all.
Okay, I don't believe you. Mike Cuño, CBS4, kind enough to join us. Back with more on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana in the 3 o'clock hour after this.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.